from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I've been hearing that for the better part of a decade and I still have no idea what it means.
It's provocative, Amy.
It definitely is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It is the hump show, middle show of the work week, and it's been a doozy already. I saw a post on social recently that talked about it's been one heck of a month in the last week, or it's been a whopper of a month in the last week. Well, I kind of feel like it's been a whopper of a week in the last 48 hours.
Must have been a blue moon or something over the week or something.
Speaking of that, did you see the gorgeous full moon? So pretty. I love summer harvest moons. If you haven't checked it out, it gives me peace to see a gigantic moon hanging in the sky. Looks like the Death Star looming over top of Yavin. Anyway, we're not going to get on a Star Wars tangent because I could go all night. In honor of National Radio Day, we're asking you, why do you love radio? And do you have a favorite station or host or network that you listen to? Online at A-Law Radio or our Facebook page. There's now a post up on Facebook. And we're also going to take your calls as we get to our next segment. So we're going to have you hang on for a bit here because we are going to do a bit of a detour through San Diego. Why? Because the Padres are the hottest team in baseball.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep left center. This one way back and gone. Manny Machado, a 2-run homer. And just like that, this game is tied at 3. Swinging a drive into left. This one's way back, and it is gone! Jurickson Profar strikes again! A go-ahead 3-run home run in the 8th inning. It's 6-5 San Diego.
That is the voice of Sammy Leavitt, play-by-play for the San Diego Padres and their radio network. And he joins us now on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Sammy, what is it like to hear your home run calls played back to you?
Well, Amy, good to talk to you. Always fun to connect and talk Padres. Very cool. I had a really awesome couple of days here in San Diego. First games that I ever called on play-by-play in the major leagues. I spent a long time in the minor leagues before joining the Padres as the pre- and post-game host on the Padres radio network, and have now been here for 3 seasons. So it was a great opportunity for me, really, really fortunate the last couple of days. And I had some great games to call, a couple of wins, and tonight was a real doozy, and the Padres pulled it out again.
How nervous were you when the first inning began a couple nights ago?
You know what? I was strangely calm. I really was yesterday. And I think it's really, number one, I've called hundreds upon hundreds of minor league games. And at the end of the day, baseball is baseball. I also think because I've worked in San Diego and at the ballpark now for 2-plus seasons, going on 3 full seasons, that I'm sort of used to the environment and being there and around the people. So maybe it didn't feel like as intimidating or as big of a deal as it would have coming up from the minors. But Yeah, I was. I would say, Amy, I was strangely calm the whole way through.
Really neat, though, Sammy, because a lot of people would send you photos or let you know online that they were listening and supporting you, and it had to feel like you at least knew that people were paying attention and understood the significance for you.
Yeah, for sure. I've been very, very lucky here in San Diego to make quite a connection with the fans, and they love this team. This city is so into this team. So for that reason, they're really into what I do in my pre- and post-game shows, and we connect every night. And luckily, as of late, it's been talking about a lot of winning. So it really was very cool. Again, I'm super fortunate.
Well, congratulations. Sammy Leavitt is with us from San Diego after the Padres rally for yet another win. Now 22-5 since July 20th. Hottest team in baseball over that span. They have to rally past the Twins. What has gotten into these Padres in the last month, Sammy?
It's been a little bit of everything, Amy. They're just playing exceptional baseball all the way around, and it's a mix of at times great starting pitching, a revamped bullpen after the trade deadline that's really good, and more than anything, as cliche as it sounds, they just have the ability to rise to the moment. Tonight was a great example. I mean, this was classic second half Padres here tonight. They trail 3-1 in the seventh inning. Manny Machado, like you heard, hits the two-run home run to tie the game. Twins take a 5-3 lead in the eighth inning. Jurickson Profar, who's had just an unbelievable season, hits a three-run go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, and they go on to win the game by a final of 7-5. They've just found ways to win, to come back. They're gritty. They're tough. All the cliche words you can think of. Right now, Amy, they apply to this group. They battle. And they're just finding ways, and it has been to this point a pretty magical second half. But it's not just one thing. It has been a full 26-man roster. And if you look at some of the numbers, you know, in the second half, they've got, you know, among the lowest ERAs in the game, and they're scoring just about as many runs as any team in the game in the second half of the season. When you do those two things, that's a pretty good recipe for success. And, man, they just have so many ways to rise to wins.
It's not exactly the same roster or lineup that went to the NLCS a couple years ago, but how much do you think that experience and then last year and the disappointment of 2023 have put them in the place where they are right now?
Yeah, it's interesting, Amy. I think it's a little bit of yes and no when you reflect on the last couple of years. In some ways, there are a lot of similarities, right? Somebody like Jurickson Profar, who was a big part of the 2022 team, I don't know that any of us could have predicted what he would accomplish in 2024. I mean, he's arguably been the MVP of this team. He's a guy who signed for $1 million at the start of the season, and he has just been beyond anything you could have expected. So there are similarities, a lot of the same faces, whether it's Profar or Cronenworth or Machado. And then 2023, you referenced it. Look, it was an incredibly disappointing season. And I do think heading into this year, a lot of the guys that were here, and again, there are some new faces like Luis Arraez and Dylan Cease and some others as well. But I do think, you know, there was an understanding that you know, last year was a big disappointment for the team, for the fan base. And they sort of pledged, even going back to spring training, to play differently, and they really have. They have just shown, again, a level of fight and ability to come back and grit that we just didn't see a year ago. There's no doubt, Amy, it's a very different team from a year ago. So I think a little bit of all that sprinkled in, the experience from 2022, the disappointment of 2023, but there's also been a lot of new faces and elements to this particular team.
Yeah, among the newcomers, who would you say has fit in so perfectly with the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to actually start well before the trade deadline, and that's with the trade for Dylan Cease right before the season began, who has had some unbelievable stretches and has made this rotation a whole lot better. And then you think even before that, Amy, when you think about the Juan Soto trade, the Padres having to trade Soto to New York to shed payroll, and one of the guys they got back, starting pitcher by the name of Michael King, who was for the most part a reliever in New York, and the idea the whole time he was the centerpiece of the trade was that he would become a starter. He has, and he has been terrific for a few months now. He is going to be, I think, an ace, Cy Young caliber starting pitcher next year when he gets a full season as a starter under his belt here in 2024. So he's, you know, it starts even back with the Soto trade and the Cease trade before the season began. They make a trade for Luis Arraez in the early part of the season, one of the best bat-to-ball hitters in baseball, and he's been a fixture at the top of their lineup. And then you talk about new faces, the guys they got at the deadline. I mean, they basically took their bullpen, added two high-leverage, great relievers in Jason Adam and Tanner Scott to pair with Robert Suarez, who's been one of the best closers in baseball. It has totally revamped this bullpen and made it a way deeper pen. So there are a lot of new faces. They acquired them all at different times, even going back to December, but they are all playing a role in what feels like all of a sudden a team that not only is likely now to get into October, very likely to get there, but I think a team that everybody feels could make a lot of noise.
Sammy Leavitt is fresh off his Major League Baseball play-by-play debut on the Padres Radio Network, typically part of their broadcast as pre- and post-game host. And he also is part of our San Diego affiliate, 97.3 The Fan. I know you have a ton of interaction with fans because of your role with the Padres. How much excitement and energy is there with the fan base now as they put together this incredible month?
Yeah, it's been incredible. And Amy, I think we've talked about this before over the past couple of years when I've called into the show. And for people listening around the country right now, I will say this with some real confidence. I don't think you can find better baseball atmosphere than what's going on at Petco Park right now and really throughout the last few years. Last night, there were 40,000 plus in the building on a Monday night. It was the 40th sellout of the season already. A Monday night in August. Tonight, nearly another sellout. There were nearly 40,000 tonight. The place is rocking. And right now, this city and this fan base, they love this team. And how couldn't you? Again, it's not just about the wins. Yeah, winning 22 of 27, really hard to do. They're having an excellent second half. But tonight, a great example. They just find ways when they're down. They are never out. And it has become, over the course of the last month, month and a half, after what was a very up-and-down first half, to be honest, it has become an easy team to love and root for. And even tonight, you just don't feel like you're ever out of any game. It's a great mix of stars. They've got a young player in Jackson Merrill,
yes,
who I think should be the rookie of the year. I think he's going to steal it from Paul Skeens. He's been the front runner all year. He has been so important for this team. I haven't even mentioned Jackson Merrill's name. Speaking of new faces, shame on me. Amy, this guy Jackson Merrill, for those around the country not paying attention to what's going on in San Diego, he is just excellent. I mean, his story, started the year at 20, handed a center field job. He had never really played center in his life before. He has been just simply unbelievable for this team. He's having an incredible rookie season. I think he's going to win rookie of the year. You put all that together, and it feels like a special group for these fans.
Yeah, now at 21 years old, I actually talked him out of a bunch on my last show. And a couple weeks ago, we did a show where I asked fans and listeners the best and brightest athletes under the age of 24. And we had a bunch of people point to Jackson Merrill. So what makes him special?
A lot of things. I mean, I think when you talk about Jackson, from the baseball standpoint, it's important to rewind a little bit and acknowledge who he was entering spring training. This was a player that was 20 years old, that had played less than 50 games at AA, that had been mostly a shortstop his whole life. We get the spring training. It's very clear early on that Jackson's going to be given every opportunity to make the major league roster, although not a given. They start playing him in the outfield, and then they move him to center field early in spring training. He never played center field in his life. Goes out there, has a really good spring training, wins the job. And admittedly, from my perspective, my expectation for Jackson coming out of spring training was, hey, he's 20 years old. He's playing a brand new position, basically learning it in the major leagues. J- just hold your own on a team that has plenty of stars. Just hold your own. You don't have to be the centerpiece of this thing. He has been one of the centerpieces of this team. He came into tonight hitting 290, 17 home runs, 69 RBIs, and it's not just the numbers, Amy. He has had so many big swings, so many big home runs late. His ability at 20, 21 years old to rise to the moment, it has been simply special. He has been an enormous part of what is going on in San Diego. That's the player, the person, as good as it gets. I mean, he does not seem like he's a 21-year-old, I'll tell you that. Says all the right things. He loves being at the ballpark. He's like a manager's dream come true. He really is, and this city's fallen in love with him. So he is right now among the most exciting young players in baseball, and the Padres are lucky to have him. I think he's going to be an absolute superstar for a really, really long time.
Sammy Leavitt with us from San Diego. After another Padres come from behind win, now 22-5 in their last 27. And, Sammy, they have chopped a lot of real estate off that Dodgers lead in the NL West. When you say the name Dodgers, or when the word gets uttered in San Diego, what's the response from people?
That's a great question. People here in San Diego, Padres fans, they are not fond of the Dodger blue. That's for sure. Now, that's pretty much always. You could have said that 15 years ago, and you know it would still be the same thing. What's become really interesting this year is you're exactly right. They're three games out after tonight. The Dodgers are playing better, so the Padres, they picked up a ton of ground. Now they've been hovering at two, three games behind them. What's interesting is that not only do the Padres play the Dodgers in the final week of the season, so they have one more series against one another, Padres also hold the tiebreaker already. They've played really well against LA so far this year. So it could, hypothetically, be very interesting when we get to the last week of the year if the Padres are still, at the very least, in striking distance. But this is a real race in the NL West. I mean, the Diamondbacks, that's the other thing. The Diamondbacks have been unbelievable. I mean, that's the crazy part. The Dodgers are playing well. The Padres are playing out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And the Diamondbacks are right there, too. The D-backs have been as good as the Padres have been in the second half. So it's a crazy NL West. It's definitely a race. And we're going to see if somebody, you know, and the Padres, if somebody...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Somebody can eventually catch LA at the top of the division. The good news for the Padres, though, is this, is that they've really created a nice cushion for themselves at the top of the wild card. So, you know, at this point, I don't want to assume anything, but it certainly seems like they're in a very, very good position to make the postseason. The question becomes what seed they get and, you know, if they can go catch LA when it's all said and done.
Safe to say, though, that the Padres are no longer intimidated or feel like they're the little brother to the big bad Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't view it like that. I mean, Amy, I didn't grow up here. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, so I didn't grow up with it. With Padres, Dodgers, and what the dynamic was over the past decade, two decades. But I thought the 2022 NLDS, and I think you and I talked after that NLDS.
Yes.
I think that erased a lot of things when the Padres beat them. Obviously, the Dodgers have had a tremendous amount of postseason trouble the last few years. And I do not feel, especially with the way the Padres have played against them, I do not feel like this Padres team is intimidated by the Dodgers. I do not. So there's a mix of what happened in 2022, how they've played against them, and the Padres got a really gritty, star-laden team, and the Dodgers got a lot of stars too. So no, I do not feel like that. I feel like the Padres, they think they can play with the Dodgers and can win this division.
It is so cool to talk about this story, especially considering what's happened with San Diego sports and the fact that the Padres are the game in town. And maybe, just maybe, having gone through that dip in 23, they come back better than ever. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the summer and obviously the fall holds for them. You can follow Sammy Levitt on Twix at Sammy L-E-V. Fresh off his first two games as a major league play-by-play announcer. Can always catch him on the pre and post game on the Padres Radio Network and 97.3 The Fan, our affiliate in San Diego. I wish I could get to a game there. It's on my bucket list because the atmosphere is really cool. And Sammy, thanks for a couple of minutes, but mostly congratulations.
Thank you very much, Amy. Great being with you and great talking Padres with you. Thanks.
Yeah. In fact, I can imagine that we'll probably talk more Padres as we head through the rest of this summer and the fall because they are hot to trot right now. Cool, Sammy. Thank you. So a lot of people, I think, should say Sammy Levitt is their favorite radio host. Just awesome for him. And as someone who loves play-by-play the way that he does, loves being, for me, courtside for basketball, for him at the ballpark. I can understand what a special experience that was for him. And I'm so awesome, or it's so awesome that we were able to talk to him right on the heels of that. And for those of you who are huge Padres fans, feel like the Padres don't get enough coverage or enough love because of the division they play in, well, you don't want to ignore this team. You do that at your own peril. All right, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. You can do that at Amy After Hours. Manny is already making his list, furiously scribbling down your questions. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we're asking you, why do you love radio? Why do you listen? What is it about radio that keeps you coming back or that provides maybe a soundtrack for your life? Do you have a favorite host? Not looking to be controversial, not looking for validation. I do not need to be anyone's favorite host, but I do appreciate your kind words when you send them. So you can continue to find us online. We're sharing those. And as I understand from Manny, now I can't see. Actually, Manny, someone just said to me online that I sound different, and it is that because I'm in a different studio. We're not actually in a different studio, but I am sitting in a different spot, and the microphone's on the other side of my mouth, which is weird, like shop talk, but generally it's on the left side of my mouth, so it's perpendicular to my mouth. Just, you're not supposed to speak directly into a mic because of the pop, 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 pop. Well, because I pop my peas. I have a forceful voice, duh. And so I always have the mic off to the side of my mouth, almost next to my cheek. So do you think I sound differently with the mic on the right side?
Somewhat, yes.
Really?
Interesting. Do you also perhaps think, do you do your shows with a screen, with a screener on the microphone?
Yes, sometimes, because was breaking loose beforehand. I forgot to grab it, but I can grab it from my locker.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound awful. It doesn't sound like, you know.
I hope not.
Well, yeah, no, everything's going swimmingly in the first hour and 21 minutes.
Well, I will admit I was pretty flustered when we started, and that first hour was a little bit out of sorts, but I'm settling in now.
Goose fraba, Amy.
Pause. Mas pause.
Si, senora.
855-212-4227. Manny tells me we do have some callers who want to weigh in. Why do you love radio? Why do you listen? What keeps you coming back? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.